Well, as we reported to you yesterday, a deal has emerged on Capitol Hill in the waning days of this summer congressional session. $17 billion to fix what just a few weeks ago was the scandal of the summer. Long wait times, backlogs, and rampant mismanagement at the Department of Veterans Affairs healthcare facilities. The scandal was so bad it led to the resignation of VA Secretary Eric Shinseki. Well, yesterday, the chairman of the Senate and House Veterans Affairs Committees, that's Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders and Florida Congressman Jeff Miller, Republican, introduced a bill that includes $5 billion in emergency spending and calls for the VA to hire new employees, new doctors and nurses, conduct regular audits on the quality of care, and more.
This bill makes certain that we address the immediate crisis of veterans being forced onto long waiting lines for health care.
Senator Bernie Sanders there describing a key part of the proposal. It lets veterans bypass the VA system in some cases of backlog and instead seek out treatment from non-VA Medicare-eligible providers. But does the bill actually reform what many people think is a broken system? Anthony Hardy is a Gulf War veteran and serves on the board of directors of Veterans for Common Sense. Anthony, hello.
Hello. Thanks for having me, Todd.
Thanks for being here and welcome to the show. I mentioned $5 billion for emergency new hires, new clinics. They want to expand capacity at the VA, but also have $10 billion for this new plan that lets some vets avoid the VA altogether and go to private doctors in certain circumstances. How far does this go to real reform? Can Congress crow that they've fixed the problem here?
Todd, I really don't think so. I think this is just a drop in the bucket, unfortunately. The bill that was passed by both chambers of Congress just a month ago had a price tag that was initially $35 billion and then climbed up to $54 billion when some more detailed accounting was done. This one is only $10 billion for allowing certain veterans to receive care outside the VA, including within 30 days of if they can't get care within 30 days of their scheduled appointment or when they're asking for an appointment or if they reside more than 40 miles away. There are some substantial limits placed on it compared to what was passed a month ago. We still have a long ways to go with regards to accountability.
So the bill is quite narrow when you compare it to what a lot of people in Congress wanted to do. And you just put your finger on it. It was money that they weren't willing to spend in this political environment. A lot of people throw around the cliche on Capitol Hill, an important first step. This starts to solve a problem. Is it at least that, or is there not enough of a culture change here to really make a difference for vets seeking care?
Well, you know, we still have a separation of the branches of government. And so this is a step in the right direction, in my view. But however, you know, a lot of the reform still has to come within VA, from within VA. And so this bill helps to set up some of that reform and helps to set up some new oversight, including a new congressional commission on care to evaluate access to care throughout the VA healthcare system. But it remains to be seen how well VA does do that. And I know we're having some leadership change at VA as well. So let's really hope that we can get there because VA has a long, long ways to go, not just in healthcare, but in claims, in medical research, and across the board, VA has been badly broken.
Anthony Hardy, you know, a lot of the doctors and researchers that work within the VA say that the medical care is good. Vets like it. It's a culture of a government bureaucracy that is badly broken. And I raise that because also the Senate today is going to confirm a new head for the Department of Veterans Affairs. He's Robert McDonald, corporate guy, former head of Procter & Gamble. You mentioned culture change. Is he the right person at the right time to change the culture of what's become basically a lumbering kind of ossified agency, the government?
Well, he's, in my view, is a good choice in theory, at least. It remains to be seen how well he does there and whether he's, as sometimes happened in the past, where new VA secretaries come in and then sometimes succumb to the overwhelming culture at VA that oppresses whistleblowers and simply refuses to change. Now, he's got a history of focusing on stakeholders. Let's hope that he'll be able to bring that with him, and let's hope that he'll be able to do a thorough, what I call Operation Clean Sweep at VA, because there are a lot of people that need to go at VA at the highest levels of management.
Anthony Hardy, Gulf War veteran and board member of Veterans for Common Sense, says a first step and only a first step. Mr. Hardy, thank you.
Thank you very much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.